I really didn't know what I would speak about this morning. I kind of had an idea, but God led me to some thoughts this week about out of the book of 2 Corinthians. And in the 8th chapter, if you have your Bibles, I'll give you a minute. If you have your Bible apps, that's fine. I use my Bible app, but I love to study out of the paper. You know, I just love this, you know, but I do use my app. So the 8th chapter, starting in verse 10. I'll give you a moment. It says, "And here in my judgment about what is best for you in this matter, last year you were the first not only to give, but also to have the desire to do also. Now finish the work so that your eager willingness to do it may be matched by your completion of it." Think about that. "According to your means. For if the willingness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what one does not have." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for your word. Lord, just speak through me this morning. Lord, just let me set aside anything that may hinder your word from being spoken. I praise you. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I just want to take a moment this morning and talk about this one word right here, willingness. Willingness. And I'm fascinated sometimes with words and their meanings, and so I look up the definition of willingness, and it means to be ready, to be eager, to be prepared. Willingness. And I think about that, and I think, you know, how willing are we with everything that we do? Do we go about our things in the church, in our lives, willingly? Willingness, right? Think about that. Because, you know, there's a difference, and I think of the obligation is another word that I think of. An obligation, the definition of obligation is a moral, you think about this, a moral, I forgot. It's awful, isn't it? I'm not old. I can understand some of you forgetting, but me. Yeah. It's an obligation is a moral or legally bound duty or commitment. That's the word I was looking for, commitment. Why that passed my mind. You ever do that? I know. So a commitment, an obligation, a moral obligation. And I think, you know, we do that. We have an obligation to a lot of things. We feel compelled to do that, but do we do it willingly? Do we do it willingly? With that, being prepared, being ready, with eagerness. And one thing I think of for myself is, am I preparing myself each week in the way that I should for church on Sunday morning? Am I preparing myself, or is it just an obligation to me? Is it just a moral commitment? Because I've made a commitment to the church. But is it out of willingness? You see what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? Is it something that I really desire? Is it something that I'm preparing myself for every week? Do I come into the house knowing that I have prayed up, knowing that I've went to God in prayer, and I've prayed, not out of obligation or commitment, which it can be. That is important. But because I was willing to do that, because when I'm willing to do that, my will lines up with His will. You see what I'm saying? Right? So I come and I kneel down and I pray, or I stand and I pray, and I said, "Lord, please bless this service coming up. Lord, bless Wednesday's nights. Bless this community." I come in the presence of Him and His will willingly. Not just because I'm obligated to do it, because my will is lined up with His will, and I want people to get saved. Amen? I want the church to grow. Why? Because that's His will. That's the will of the Father. And I ask you this morning, do you come willingly? Do you come prepared? Do you come with your heart in the right place? Have you spent time alone with God this week saying, Lord, I've got loved ones out there. I've got family members out there close to me that don't know Jesus. They don't have that relationship with Him like I do. I pray for them. Lord, allow me to say something. Allow somebody in the church to say the right thing that may bring them to Christ. I pray for the community. I prepare myself. I prepare myself, not only that, but I prepare myself in worship. I pray, Lord, when we come together, when we gather together, I have a wonderful church family. When we gather together, I prepare myself, Lord, open up the windows of heaven and let Your glory fall upon the church. That's what I want. Why? Because when my will lines up with His will, then He reacts to that. He doesn't react to just an obligation. Now listen to me, because there's a story in 1 Chronicles in chapter 13 where David wanted to go retrieve the ark. And so he talked it over with his buddies and the people, and he said, hey, we're going to go get the ark. And everybody's like, yeah, let's go get it. It hasn't been here in a while. Saul didn't care about it, but let's go get it. So he goes after it. If you know the story, you know when they were bringing it back, they just went and got it, just like it was just an artifact. And when they went and got it on the way back, you know, it stumbled, it almost fell over, and Uzzah reached out to touch it, and he dies, and God gets mad, and David gets scared. David leaves it at the house of Obed-Edom. He didn't know what to do, so he goes back. And then he goes to the Lord. And I like in between the story here, he goes to the Lord and he asks the Lord, the Philistines are coming upon, you know, he goes to the Lord about this. Now, I want to stop right there because I'm going to go back to this obligation. David had an obligation. He had a moral commitment that he wanted to go and get the ark. But the willingness part wasn't there because he didn't seek God first, right? So then afterwards, after he went back and he figured it all out, he learned that, 2 Chronicles 15. It says, after all that had happened, David went back and constructed buildings for himself in the city of David. He prepared a place for the ark of God and pitched a tent for it. Then David said, no one but the Levites may carry the ark. See, he forgot to prepare. That's my point. The willingness is in preparation, right? Not the obligation. He had the obligation down. But the willingness was in the preparation, and he'd forgot that only the Levites were the only ones that were supposed to do that. And when he lined all that up, when he put the will of God lined up with his will, then it all come together and it worked right. He was able to go back to Obed-Edom's house with the Levites. They carried the ark in and put it in its rightful place. But also, what did he do before that? He prepared musicians. And I love musicians. He prepared the musicians. And then he prepared the doorkeepers and he prepared the praise and worship team. See, he set the preparation in there. And then the willingness, that willingness come together with the obligation. Does it make sense to you? What I want to say is, when we talk about our saints that have gone on before us, and when we think about Dora and we think about Brother Pitts, we think 73 years in the church is not out of a moral obligation only. She was committed to the church and she was obligated to the church, but she did it with willingness in her heart. Amen. She was one to prepare. She was one to seek the Lord. She was one that wanted to have her will lined up with His will. Amen. I hope my life can be like that. That's what I want my life to be like. You know, this world we live in today, obligation seems to be okay. People, I think that's why our divorce rate is so high. The obligation's there, but the willingness is not there. They don't prepare for it. And I don't know if anybody ever prepares for marriage. I don't know if that's possible. But my point is the willingness, because when you prepare to serve in sickness and in health. Till death do you part. It has to be a willingness. It has to be a sacrifice. It has to be, it's not just the obligation, because with obligation, there's not much there, is there? It's missing the love. It's missing a lot of stuff, isn't it? And unfortunately, that happens. It just happens, okay? I mean, it does. You know, we have to develop patterns in our life that brings us to that part of being willing, along with that obligation in our life. And I want to say that this morning. I just want, you know, when you come to church, when you do anything in your life, whether it's your business, your family, or anything that you do, I'm starting to learn more and more all the time that it's not just a moral obligation or a commitment that I have. I have to be willing to serve my family. I have to be willing. I have to be willing to serve my church. I have to be willing to serve my Lord and Savior. And when my will lines up with His will, then things happen. Amen. You know, we can serve in the church on the board, but if it's serving under just a moral obligation, it's more than that, right? We can be a Sunday school teacher, and we can do it, and a lot of people do. They teach because there's nobody else to teach, or they teach because they feel like that's what they want to do, and they make a commitment to do it, and they stick it out. But if you're not prepared, if you're not working under that will, and you're not working, being prepared and being ready, it's just not going to work. Listen to me this morning. I think of our saints that have gone on, and I think about what they went through, what they did, and how they prepared the way so that we could have a church like we have. I think about that. It wasn't out of just obligation and commitment. It was out because they sought the Lord and they were in His will. More than just an obligation. It's more than just giving tithes. It's more than just saying a prayer. It's more than that. Going through the motions. We can all go through the motions. You think about the Pharisees. They knew every letter of the law. They knew it all. They had a moral obligation. They made a moral commitment to the law. And they kept it. But where they failed was that willing part. When you really read it, they failed there with that willing part. we'll see great things happen in our life spiritually. You know, we're going to go through struggles. The Bible never says that we won't struggle, because it really clearly says when you struggle. The words that you use, when you struggle. But you know, if your will and His will are lined up together, those struggles become His struggles, and He takes care of everything. Amen?
Amen.
He takes care of everything, and we don't worry about that stuff any longer. I praise Him for that. Yeah, I want to shout that, you know? I want to play. I don't know what a lyre is. I don't know. I've never really looked up to see what a lyre is. I know what a harp is. I know what cymbals are. Seems noisy, doesn't it? He said, make a joyful noise to the Lord. Praise Him.
Amen.
Amen. He desires a fellowship. He desires that. He wants that willingness from us. And I ask you this morning, are you willing? Are you willing to serve Him? Do you come to church just out of a moral obligation? It's something you just feel like that's what you need to do? Or do you come because you're willing to serve a Savior who was willing to give His life for you? He was willing to give everything for you and me. Amen. I want to prepare myself. Man, I want to be ready. It says that one of these days He's going to come back. And whether I'm asleep or whether I'm standing right here and He blows the trumpet and I'm ready to go, I want to be ready and prepared, right? I want to be in His will. And I'm not saying that's easy. I'm just saying that's where I want to be, because it takes dedication. It takes a moral obligation and commitment to stay in His will. See? We can have that, and it's good to be obligated and committed. But that willingness has to be there as well. It's what brings it together. I hope you're understanding me this morning, because God just like, man, when I read these words willingness and then when I read the definition of it, it's like, wow. Then I start finding all these scriptures that line up with it. I mean, just scripture after scripture I could go through this morning and just show you the will of what the willingness is and what the will of God is. And it all comes together. God's amazing. His Word's amazing. I mean, I've read the story about David many times. I've read, you know, 2 Corinthians. I've skipped over some of that stuff. Just didn't catch me. And then all of a sudden, one day, it's like, pow! You know? And I'm like, thank You, Lord, because I needed that. Because there's some times in my life where my will is not His will. And I'm doing it out of obligation and commitment and not out of the willingness of my heart. And I haven't prepared myself like I should. And I'm not ready. And I have to push myself all the time, because when I get up here to preach, if I'm not ready, guess what? Holy Spirit's not going to move. I've heard so many stories from saints in the past that have mentored me to where I'm at today. And I know many of you have those same stories in your mind and in your heart. And they did it out of not obligation. They did it out of the willingness to serve a Lord and Savior. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You so much, Lord. I thank You for Your Word, Lord. I thank You for the families that are here this morning. Lord, I just ask for your Holy Spirit's presence to be upon their lives. Lord, transform our lives into to more of your will. Lord, we want to live in your will every day. Encourage us, Lord. Let us leave here better than we came. Lord, and I thank you again. I thank you for the service of Dora. I thank you for our brother Pitts and his family and their service to this church, Lord. Just let us take their example and move on forward and be a good example for somebody else. Lord, let us be a light in this community that we may, when people see us, they see you. Lord, I just set everything aside. I serve you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.